every time I look at some of the things that you have written in the past and or just peruse your website, HogueProphecy.com, I always come up with more and more ideas and questions when we're going to get you back on again. And still another one with the very tragic situation, John, with Hurricane Katrina. Back several years ago, you talked about this a long time ago.
Yes, the story began with a prophecy I personally logged from just my own study of divination and other techniques, not just the study of Nostradamus, but other prophetic traditions. And in a book called 1,000 for 2,000, Startling Predictions for the New Millennium, I set up 1,000 predictions. Half of them are generally doom-laden, and the other half interspersed were counterpoints of positive ways that we could avoid the doom-laden prophecies with what I call bloomsday themes, flowering of a new humanity, a new humanity that not only can fix the earth but go to space, as Richard Hoagland was talking about. And on page 17, actually it was page 17 of that book in 1998, I wrote the following. The destruction of a major southern U.S. metropolitan area, such as Miami or New Orleans, by a global warming-enhanced superhurricane will take place in one of the first five hurricane seasons of the new millennium. Now, as all of you know, the first season was 2001. So as the years went by, and as I saw hurricanes target Miami and New Orleans, I was always relieved that this kind of a prophecy looked like it was not going to be fulfilled. And I was very, very hopeful as 2005's hurricane season came that it would not be fulfilled. Unfortunately, when the Katrina hurricane made its turn into waters of the Gulf that are 2 degrees, and generally 2 degrees above normal temperature, around 92 degrees of water, where the water is often hotter than the air, which is an absolute, if water were a grain field, and hurricanes were to feast on it, it would be like a huge feast.
We would be able to eat forever, John, if that were the case.
And thus it went out, it suddenly appeared out of nowhere over the Bahamas, came over, dumped a huge amount of rain in South Florida, went into those fields of hurricane feasts, and just went straight into New Orleans. And I then wrote a bulletin about it, hoping that it would not be fulfilled. I wrote that on the night before it hit. And then, unfortunately, the levees did break. And we now have the fulfillment, unfortunately, I must say, of this prophecy. I hate being right about these.
Especially when they're doom-type prophecies.
Yeah. And it's also... now, a year after I made this prediction in print, I appeared on the last day of 1999 on the Hannity and Combs show, a satellite link up from Seattle. And we did this show, and actually I thought it was a very educational show, the point and counterpoint of the scientist and myself looking at the more fringe angle at this thing. And it was almost a show that, in my opinion, I wouldn't really expect from what I've seen of Fox News. It was like, well, we're really getting a lot of data to the audience, and I'm waiting for something operatic to erupt, you know, where somebody's going to call names and start shouting at somebody else.
Right.
And I could see in the prompter Sean Hannity kind of getting ready, and then finally he suddenly started saying, well, Mr. Hogue, you know, you're talking about this and that, isn't this doom-laden prophecies? And I reiterated the prophecy about the fifth season from 1 to 5, 2001 to 2005, there'd be a hurricane hitting New Orleans or Miami. And he bristled at that and said, oh, well, aren't you just a prophet of doom and this and that? And I said, no. And then he went on, well, I mean, you write about these hurricanes and this and that. And then suddenly I interrupted him and said, have you read my book? And he went, well, and then I went, well, those people who have read my book, 1,000 for 2,000, know that, yes, there are negative prophecies in it. And there are also 500 or so prophecies that talk about the alternatives to doomsday. And hopefully tonight, the scary prophecies that we're going to talk about, we can also counterbalance them with
Absolutely.
The way that, you know, with the right way to deal with a tragedy foreseen like this one is to get up in arms to do the right things, to change our habits, to make the world better, to alert ourselves to the situation with our climate, which has been foreseen for thousands of years, not just by Nostradamus. Actually, there are prophecies I'm going to share with you tonight that are from all corners of the earth, from all corners of time, talking about the very climate crisis that we are entering, how long it will last, and how we will surmount it.
What was it, John, that you saw in this prophecy of Miami or New Orleans that made you make those predictions?
Well, it's an interesting question, and the problem is that the first thing that has to drop away from this sort of work, at least in my experience, is the eye and the saw that you talk about. I and what I see has to step out of the way so that it can be seen. And every person who delves into a form of prophetic tradition has to find their own secret individual way to unlock the keys, because the issue is each person is a door to this mystery. So the door that you are is not going to be the same door that I am.